White W.C. White Mary. Battle Creek, Michigan, November 7th, 1880. Dear children, Willie and Mary, we are now very busy in selecting pieces from letters. I am also writing for signs. Mary, will you search carefully all the letters in that small trunk and send me those I may need? There is a book of mine in the office by Harriet Beecher Stowe, and there are books on mother's duties and home influences. Anything of this character from which I can intersperse nice selections with my preface or introduction in regard to mother's duties. You will please send these books of mine that will be an assistance to me. The children have books, one on animals they want sent. Will you send any books treating on mother's influence and work, and send at once? When you search my letters, send those you think that I would be likely to use. I would specify the titles of works, but I cannot remember them. One book you will see is a small, black-covered one on mother's duties. Please send these at once. I will consult my husband as to the best plan for sending them. Ellen G. White. The circular enclosed shows you the nature of the first and second books, which also shows you what we want. Send by express, unless cheaper by mail, and send at once. James White. Will you send by mail that merino I ripped up for wrapper, also a piece of black ladies' cloth? I would be so glad if my two brown dresses were here, and my fur which I sent for you to have transmogrified, but do not want to be at much expense. There is a brown merino wrapper with cape there, I think. I want them this winter. If a box of goods comes, send my clothing. I have sent two letters to Lucinda Hall, but none come in return as yet. Why do not you write to her directly if you need her? Phoebe Lunt will come, Del Frisby and Mitty if needed. Mitty would much prefer to stay, but she is a good, conscientious girl and will go if she serves the cause better there than here. Now write me at once, or, if there is haste, telegraph your wishes in regard to these individuals, and we will pack them off before it gets any later. Do you want me to take your furniture and carpet? Oliver has them, but you will not get any pay for them, for he has been very reckless of his time and does nothing to bring in means. His course is all wrong. If you want me to have the set of furniture minus what you have sold, say so. I think what you let them have will not help them, but be so much out of your pockets. We have completed the trade for that property. A man by the name of Curtis built it, and involved himself so in building his house, it fell into Clark's hands. We have a very nice place now. Everyone who sees it thinks it exactly adapted to us. Why do not you write to Father? I think it would be best to be familiar with him. Edson White has bargained for the Aldrich property for $1,550, an excellent trade. Last Wednesday, Father married Will Kellogg and Ella Davis. Thursday, he married Mary Welch to an excellent man from Kansas.